now because places like the Red Cross and other blood donation places, including top hospitals, are starting to think, well, maybe we can say, hey, slow down, trying to get everybody vaccinated. We might only be able to take blood at some point from the unvaccinated. So
that's true. We talked about that a long time ago.
And now it's in the ears of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Because if this guy's
because realities are settling. Many realities. By God, we gamed this out so long ago, the what if. How are they going to do this? What if this is going to happen? This domino is going to fall. We couldn't get any answers to the questions. And then here we are. We were out in front with the organs. Okay, what are you going to do with the organs? Are they good? Can you put, you know, if somebody gets a vaccine and they die within so many weeks or months, well, is that organ any good? But now, then we heard if you're getting an organ transplant, you need to have a vaccine. At the hearing, they were talking about vaccinating the immunocompromised children. I mean, again, that makes my head explode why you would do that.
They're lining up.
Yeah, I would say there were.
Dustin Gold sent me a clip today. I will have played it by the time we listen to this interview. And it's a sign that says, yeah, free shots, you know, free vaccines here at CVS. And then he shot a video down in Maryland. The line was a half mile long. They were being herded in like cattle. And I said, Jesus, this is insane. Mm-hmm. He took the video. I don't think he's posted it anywhere else. Doesn't matter if he has, but folks have already seen that on pain.tv by the time you listen to these words. So,
mm-hmm. No, it's happening all over the country. And that's the thing. It is the testing pandemic. If people would stop getting tested, we understand before I get messages, we understand that the people are forced with their jobs. But until the testing stops, this is just going to continue. And these were some of the things. Did you watch the entire hearing the other day? The virus hearing?
Which
one? The Fauci hearing.
Walensky.
Yeah.
I watched 70% of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I did not watch the whole thing.
Yeah. I watched almost all of it. I think I missed some of the end.
Well, what happens is I get the feed of it, and then I motor through it. Like, I don't care. I do this all the time on television, too. Like a series or something. If I don't like, drives my wife crazy. But she doesn't watch it with me, you know, because of the way I watch TV. I can watch it an hour of TV in 20 minutes, because if I don't like the characters, I fast forward through the dialogue. I don't give a fuck about them. I want to, you know, there's only certain characters I like. And she says, well, you're missing out on the plot. No. I fill in the plot. I know where this is going. I could figure it out because the main characters run the show. I don't need to listen to some jabber jaw. I don't like. That's like, this is my time. I want to motor through this stuff. So that's do the same thing. You know, these politicians who have, you have 5 minutes, and they're like, blah, 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 blah. That's 5 minutes I don't have to listen to. I want to hear the response. I want to hear from these arch criminals. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it is a waste of time, but we have to do it, unfortunately, so we can, you know, pull out some of the stuff we want to talk about. But it is a waste of time. It is a dog and pony show. There are no true expertise professionals asking the hard-hitting questions at all. They're given the easiest of softball questions. And they don't get answered. So, you know, you have them double masked. It's crazy.
What was Walensky doing there with two masks on? I mean, what kind of fucked up theater are you trying to run?
The fear factor. That's exactly what they're doing. And
there's nobody
else
in the room, though. It's like,
yeah, nope, doesn't matter. They're
no
probably in their car with
press.
It.
It's like a big arena, big room. There's nobody even 20 feet within her. What's going on here?
It's for television, you know, and those that are still dug in on this, they see that. Now, I know most of the United States is masked up because of the so-called variants. Now, Florida, free state, you don't have to wear them anywhere. I see a major uptick when I go out. I see a lot of people wearing them, and you don't have to. So, yeah, it's definitely television, radio listeners, and, you know, so it's even happening here. The only bad thing that's not happening here are our stores still seem to be pretty well stocked.
Right.
Maybe a few things here and there, but nothing to worry about, I would say. You know, is that going to hold out? I don't know. But I mean, when I talk about the dog and pony show with the hearing, they waste time with questions that fill time. Like, I think it was Patty Murray from Washington. And she asked, you know, what could we do to protect? What could we do to protect ourselves? We're 2 years in.
Well, no. See, the Democrats throw softballs to try to build the people up and give them a rest. See, this, I don't know if a lot of people understand this. When Walensky comes on the Hill, she's going to get grilled by the Republicans. But then, when Democrats have a chance to ask their questions, they give them bullshit questions so that they get a rest from the grilling. It's the stupidest thing. If you had either side at this point, I said yesterday's show, either side of the aisle should be concerned about what the hell's going on in the country. But no, they remain partisan. It's a joke. It's a complete scam.
Exactly. The American people are not and have not, and I don't know if they ever will. Right. They will never give us what should be. In my opinion, after watching that shit show, I mean, even Fauci, you know, Fauci basically comes out and states the goal is universal vaccines, next generation vaccines. So follow up questions should have been, well, what does that entail? Like, okay, let's hear about this. Now you get some insight to where they're headed with the future, right? But no, they don't ask that hard hitting question. And Rand Paul, again, is a doctor, and he's still not asking the most important questions about this air quote virus and air quote testing mechanism. So I'm watching this, and of course I limit television down to zero, but I will watch stuff like that because I have to. And of course I am talking to the television and, you know, things like that. But I'm like, what America, well, the world needs, we need the virus on trial, air quote, and the testing mechanism on trial. Then this will end. And that's something they will never do. Because, you know, there's the different theories out there. The virus has not been isolated, and there are many scientists that talk about this. They don't get the airtime on cable news. Nah, they don't get
they're,
it.
They're marginalized.
Correct.
Covered up, forgotten,
correct.
Shunned.
So not one person on this panel. And again, Rand, you're a doctor. Why haven't you asked that question?
He knows damn well what's going on. He knows damn well what happened.
I know that.
And if he doesn't, there's something really wrong. But, you know, they realize that they have a maniac, that they weaponized this situation, and they have to clam up because they really do have liability on a global stage.
Yeah.
They have liability.
Yeah. And you can do a search on next generation vaccines and therapeutics. Okay. Now, HHS, the woman from HHS, she did mention next generation vaccines and therapeutics. But what are they? You know, go look at all the articles. I mean, there's been articles from, you know, science.org, Wall Street Journal. What else? Stat News says some experts fear next generation COVID vaccines may be worse. And basically, nanoparticles, the next generation of vaccine technology. And that was written up in biospace.com. Isn't that comforting?
It's one of my favorite journals and magazines. I get that. I get Cat Fancy as well. So
yeah. I mean, these are the things that are really out there you know, talked about and out there, but don't get the sunlight put onto it. And we're never going to, everybody's going to get away with everything because these hard, Fauci will never be grilled on the science. It's trust the science, but nobody's grilling you on the science.
I said it before, Maria, I think he's about ready to ride off into the sunset with his buddy. I think maybe.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's getting a little bit too unscathed. It's getting too hot. So they're going to, they're going to Lois Lerner him into the sunset, just like they did Lois and just like they did Francis Collins. And the emails are coming out. We discussed that on yesterday's show. And I dissected those. It just, if you put these guys in front, if you gave me 10 emails, I think I read 8 emails yesterday. You just give me 8 emails and I can sit there and pick these two apart in a courtroom. It would be bloody. As I don't need hundreds of emails. I don't need thousands of emails. I don't need discovery. Just those 8 emails and you're toast. It's a cover up from minute one. It was a cover up. And at the same time, I thought about it today. I was outside. One of my kids told me, "Hey, Dad, the freezer's, we think the freezer's busted." I said, "Great, you know." And so I'm out there looking at the freezer and figuring, I think I could fix this with some duct tape and a, but I started thinking about it. I said, wait, I remember stuff. I was looking in the freezer. Wow. I got some stuff in here. It goes back to February of 2020. And I remember jockeying around, getting up at 6 a.m. When this, grocery store was going to open out in Lancaster, out in Amish country. And I wanted to get out there and get some chicken. So I remember getting up at like 4:30 a.m. I felt like a kid, you know, getting up for Christmas morning, except I was exhausted and freaked out. And we went up to this place. As soon as the doors opened at 6 a.m., it was dark. We walked in and we shopped and we left, right? I'm thinking about that today when they said the freezer is on the fritz. And then I thought about, of course, that was Thursday. This, by the time people listen to this, it'll be Friday. So I'm thinking of the same day show where I talked about these emails. Well, I was getting up at 4:30 a.m. and milling around and trying to get some chicken, and people were completely fucking freaked out at the supermarket. They were staying like 20 feet away from each other. If you saw somebody in an aisle, you avoided the entire aisle.
Right.
While we were doing this, the whole nation was running around trying to fucking steal, swipe, score toilet paper and chicken and meat, whatever they were doing. These assholes in the National Institute of Health were already covering things up. They didn't care about anybody's health. They didn't care about whether somebody was going to get sick. There wasn't one fucking ounce of anything in those emails about, oh man, we're going to get wiped out here. We got to do something. It was about covering up the fact that this was man-made and funded by the U.S. government. Now, you and I said that. You and I said that in March 2020. We fucking said that. At the same time, I said, talking to you, and I'm going to pull these clips, too. Probably over the weekend, I told the Young Bucks, let's start pulling out old clips and rubbing people's fucking faces in it. That's the kind of spiteful guy I am. But we said that, and then I said, they're already working. This quote-unquote vaccine was already in development. This whole thing is a scam. Now, that's quite the statement in March of 2020, when you look back on it. And so while we were busting our ass and the whole country was coming apart at the seams and freaked out, these guys, they were only worried about covering their ass so they couldn't get caught. Mm-hmm. That is fucking very, very telling. It's very good. Of course, no one's going to do a goddamn thing about it in this country, but that's, you know, at least you know. At least you should know where these guys sit and where this whole thing has been from the genesis of it. It's been a fucking scheme.
Well, a scheme, yeah, for the vaccine. That was it. Because that's what a lot of these other scientists say, is that the virus, air quote, is the vaccine.
There's a story tonight. Listen, there's a story tonight. I just saw it. And one of the Young Bucks says, "Chief, this is your top story." I said, "What is it?" It was a story about and people will, I don't know, I guess we could talk about it now. I mean, fuck it, let's see, let me grab it real quick, and then we can just vamp on the other stuff, but let me grab it, they sent it out here. I said, yep, that's exactly what we said on Hotwire months ago. It's another plug for Hotwire, these guys. You and I talked about Dark Fall, Dark Winter. Well, now besides the Supreme Court, everybody thinks that's the top story, but let me see where it's at here. Nationwide surge in deaths among people age 18 to 49. These people did not fucking die early, 18 to 49. Get the hell out of here.
No.
Deaths among people age 18 to 49 increased more than 40% in the 12 months ending October 2021 compared to the same period in 2018-2019 before the COVID-19 pandemic, according to an analysis of death certificate data from the CDC. Guess what? This is from the Epoch Times. Epoch Times, you are 4 months late. We did this in October here ourselves. And I said, the numbers are through the fucking roof. And we use CDC's own data. And I guess some of it wasn't public yet. We were given a
little, right, I remember that.
Little envelope under the door, so to speak. And I went to work on it. And we already said this. We said that the death numbers are through the roof. And, of course, it's not about just COVID. See, that's the thing. It's excess deaths. So the increase was notable across the country, and in no state was COVID reported in more than 60% of the excess deaths. So where's the steeper hikes coming from? What's causing it? Well, you just said it. You said that the jab is the
right,
virus.
Right, exactly. And this is the major debate that's not being had because nobody other than some very small alternative media, you know, will put this stuff out there and talk about this. The more the people continue to get this vaccine, those numbers of people dying is accelerating every day, which means 6 months from now, the numbers of deaths will be up because it is the vaccine that is wreaking havoc with the immunity system.
Well, presumably, just speaking from trends and understanding this data, you will see excess deaths as a result of the boosters as well, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Mortality spikes are not really being caused by COVID.
No.
The so-called cure for COVID.
Right. And as long as that language is still out there, like when Fauci said, and I don't know if you caught this part, when he was saying
that. I know what you're going to say, with and from.
Oh, no, not even that. We covered that so early in 2020 and we were ignored. Again, that was one of the reasons why I stopped doing the radio show. I said, I have no patience for this. Nobody is breaking down anything. Reporters are not asking the questions. It was horrible. It was horrible, and it's still horrible. Because even Fauci, so we already know 100%, close to 100% recovery rate, blah, blah, blah. And then Fauci kept hammering home at this hearing that the unvaccinated have a 17 to 20% higher increase of death.
Yeah, 17, that's his big number.
17 to 20% of what? Of what? 0.001.
Well,
again,
they don't
challenge him on this. They make it look like it's 17 to 20% of the population. Do you see what I'm trying to say with
then
that?
Psaki, the presidential spokes tramp, she echoes that when people ask her the same question. She says the same thing, and the press just sit there, that sounds really...
Everybody.
Idiots.
Even Rand Paul, and I'm harder on him because he is a doctor. A lot of the other, Congress folks are not. So I do expect him to know a little bit more.
Guy went to medical school. People say, he's an eye doctor. Dang, you try to get through medical school as an eye doctor. Right. Good luck.
Right.
It's not a weekend course.
Yes. I'm trying to see here what I wanted to talk about with that.
Well, grab that. I want to throw some more numbers at you here.
Okay.
Nevada was the worst. We're talking about 65% prime age mortality surge, which you only fucking believe people in this age range do not die. 18 to 49. That's, we're not even talking about the upper groups, the senior citizens, 60, 70s, and 80s. That's a whole nother nightmare. This is 18 mm-hmm. to 49. This is prime of your life. This is, and it, bad news. Bad fucking news for Uncle Sam. This is prime taxpaying years as well. So you start losing your taxpayers. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I remember the taxes I paid in my 30s and 40s. Get the hell out of here.
Right.
You start losing those folks, you're going to have some real, real problems. You can only print so much money.
Not to mention what you've spoken of before, and that's they're missing from the workforce. Completely.
They're gone. Like people said,
it's like they evaporated.
No one wants to work the job. I said, they're all dead. They're dead. What are you talking about? It's not that people don't want to work and they look, some people don't want to work. We know that, right? But when you see something this seismic that you've never seen in your entire life, you think it's just all of a sudden people don't want to work. One, they either can't work because they're fucked up. Or two,
that's true.
They're dead.
That's very, very, very true.
They're dead.
And at that point, they really don't care about their income. I was speaking to Dustin about this the other day because he has the boots on the ground view of, you know, the trucks not getting unloaded and it's a real mess out there. But I said, well, think of it this way. If you're so sick that you can't even get out of bed, you're really not caring about you're not caring about your bills. You really don't care if you drop dead when you're that sick. That's number one. But a lot of folks that don't want to jump through these hoops, get vaccinated, get tested, they're figuring out a way how to reinvent themselves and work from home. And let's face it, there are tons of jobs to do. And what's the biggest job you can do right now at home is learn how to code so that you can code the metaverse. If you're not coding the metaverse, then you can learn how to code with medical billing. Okay. You can learn how to code. I actually get emails every day for the children, for classes, to sign up the children to learn how to code.
Everybody's going to need to learn how to code. Code this, code
everybody,
that. Yeah.
They need an army of coders. That's not a joke. So in the past, a lot of moms worked for the supplemental income. Well, a lot of moms are now homeschooling, so tuition's out the door, all right? Aftercare's out the door. Before care is out the door. These are bills they no longer have. And now they're taking advantage of that child tax credit up front. So a lot of people aren't working anymore in retail and all those jobs that a lot of people had for supplemental income. That's another missing piece of the puzzle. But it's all by design to collapse the economy. you know, it's part of the Great Reset. And in fact, everybody better tune in January 17th through 21st for the virtual Davos agenda.
I'm excited for it.
I have
watch
my
party
popcorn
here. We have chainsaws, axes, bricks.
You know, I'll be watching. I'm sadistic that way. I have to see with it. But it's every world leader that you can imagine will be speaking. I mean, again, it's been happening for years, has been off the radar for years up until, you know, some, I would say a lot of people started to catch on mid to late 2020. People were starting to catch on. Now, as much as I've spoken about people buying the blueprint, which is the Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution, blah, 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 Now he has another book out called The Great Narrative. It's a sequel. But the World Economic Forum claims that only 250,000 Great Reset books were sold. That gives you a clue of how many people on this planet have no clue where we are headed. Again, all by design. So, you know, getting back to the virus stuff, because I'm going to be a broken record with this, because I'm learning new things and I love when people show me new things. And I'm constantly digging, and that would be VM. So he put a lot of threads out there. You know, I'm going to give you his Twitter handle for people to read. You know, he puts great links out there, but real simple. He put, have they isolated the virus? Have they proven that to exist in nature? Have they reinfected a healthy host with that, air quote, viral particle? The answer is no. These are the debates we need to hear. Otherwise, forever, everyone is going to be hell-bent on the wording, which means that habit will never be broken, and run out. You know, there's a virus, have to get the vaccine, when the vaccine is the virus. Until people could start to wrap their minds around it, it's never going to end. And it's very, very, very hard. It's hard for me to digest a lot of this. Didn't want to be studying this at this point in my life. But like we said before on your show, we have to be our own doctor. We have to be our own lawyer. We have to be our own accountant. We have to be our children's school teachers. And here we are now. We have to be our own scientists.
Here's what happens.
This is exhausting.
Here's what happens when you are not your own conscience, when you are not your own control group, when you are not your own beacon or lighthouse for yourself and your loved ones. Nevada, 65% hike in deaths. Only 36% attributed to COVID. Texas, 61% jump